My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus Leo you.
Hi everybody, this is Apple and Lily. The Foreign Affairs Etiquette Contest just ended last weekend. You know that, right?
Yeah, I was there that morning and all the contestants were so fabulous in every part of this contest. Besides, so many specialists in foreign affairs offered their precious opinions about the contestants' performance, which also benefits the spectators too. So, Apple, tell me which part of this contest you think is the most interesting.
Well, it must be the sing play part. In this part, with promptness and courtesy, those contestants display their ability to deal with all kinds of crises. And some of the answers were so hilarious that the audience burst into uncontrollable laughter. I guess the sing play is a kind of drama, right? Lily, I heard that you are in the drama club. So, teach me something about drama.
Sure, drama is a specific mode of narrative, typically fictional, represented in performance. Drama is often combined with music and dance. The drama in opera is generally sung throughout, and some forms of drama have incidental music or musical accompaniment, underscoring the dialogue. In certain periods of history, some dramas have been written to be read rather than be performed. In improvisation, the drama does not pre-exist the moment of performance. Performers devise a dramatic script spontaneously before an audience. Musicals generally including both spoken dialogue and songs.
Musicals? Oh, I love Broadway shows. Most of Broadway performances are musicals, right?
Yeah. What's your favorite Broadway show then? Wait, let me guess.
It's a classic.
On the Q Street? The Lion King? The Phantom of the Opera? Chicago? Or Mamma Mia?
No. It's Cats.
Oh, I should have known that. It's such a beautiful musical.
Sure it is. It is a musical composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber, based on Old Poems Book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot, and produced by Cameron McIntosh. The musical tells the story of a tribe of cats called the Jellicoes and the night they make what is known as the Jellicoe Choice and decide which cat will ascend to the Heaviside Layer and come back to a new life. Cats introduce the song standard Memory.
Hey, I know that song. I've practiced that song when I was little. It is gorgeous.
You want to listen to it? So let's hear a piece of it. Let's go back to Cats. As of 2015, Cats is the fourth longest running show in Broadway history, and was the longest running Broadway show in history from 1987 to 2006, when surpassed by The Phantom of the Opera. Cats is the fourth longest running West End musical. It has been performed around the world many times and has been translated into more than 20 languages. I really envy the extraordinary imagination of the playwright.
Well, when we're talking about the playwrights, we cannot skip Shakespeare. William Shakespeare, 26 April 1564 to 23 April 1616, was an English poet, playwright, and actor, widely regarded as the greatest writer in the English language, and the world's preeminent dramatist. She's often called England's national poet. His extant works, including collaborations, consisted of approximately 38 plays, 154 sonnets, two long narrative poems, and a few other verses. Some of uncertain authorship. His plays have been translated into every major living language and are performed more often than those of any other playwright.
Shakespeare's works include the 36 plays printed in the first folio of 1623, listed according to their folio classification as comedies, histories, and tragedies. Two plays not included in the first folio, The Two Noble Kingsmen and Pericles, Prince of Tyre, are now accepted as part of the canon, with today's scholars agreeing that Shakespeare made majority contributions to the writing of both. In the 19th century, Edward Dowden classified four of the late comedies as romances, and though many scholars prefer to call them tragic comedies, Dowden's term is often used.
Well, let's end today's program with Romeo and Juliet. I'm Romeo.
I'm Juliet.
Okay, let's start. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and grey, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses, I will answer it. I am too bold. This not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, do enter in her eyes, to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there? They in her head. The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars, as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven, with through the airy region stream so bright, that birds would sing and think it were not night. See, how she lures her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Ah, me.
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night. Be over my head, and is a winged messenger of heaven, unto the white upturned wandering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him, when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds, and sails upon the bosom of the air.
O Romeo, Romeo! Wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse my name, or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I will no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Or be some other name. What's in a name? That which we can call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo caught, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name, which is no part.